So on behalf of all of us, thanks to all of you. We wouldn't be here without each other. So big breath in. And as you breathe your next breath in, let it come down, down into your heart. And feel the song in there, the song of love, of compassion, of connection, the song of the ancient ones of this land and of this planet. And let your breath just take you deeper into that feeling. Feeling Gaia beneath your feet. It may look like a conference room floor, but she's beneath that. And she holds us every step as we come together and as we go apart and as we take this family inside of us, this family around us, with us. And the light shines before us. Each step are sacred steps, opening us to the love that's in front of each step. The light's shining from within and from without, done so in the greatest love.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon, a magnetic service. Again, those listening and not present have no idea of the energy in the room. You can taste the appreciation. Some can weep with the energy of what has transpired only in the celebration in the last moments. Where you sing to each other in love. Where you appreciate each other. Where you say hello and goodbye. All of these things have set the stage for your hearts to melt just a little bit. And dear ones, we say yet again that this particular conference is unique and different than any on the planet. The emphasis is in the partnership of Gaia. And in that, the indigenous are involved greatly for their wisdom of their ancestors is the model. And so there is a connection between all of you. All of you. What I'm going to do next is to take you on a little journey, if you wish. If you will follow this. And the letter will be I. And it's not what you think. Let me ask you something. In this very room, what has happened in the last few minutes, the celebration, the singing, the dancing, how far did it go? Out of this room, was anyone aware of it? Really? If you could lift yourself in some magic way, far beyond this, the atmosphere even, and look down upon the country and the islands. Was it felt there? Is there any way that this was felt there? Back out further, so the earth becomes simply the little blue marble in space. And you're now standing within the scope of the solar system. And you can see the mighty sun. And some of the planets, including the Earth. was it felt there? I want you to back outside of your solar system so that the system itself is small and the sun is small. And now you're in the vastness of interstellar space, as defined as that part and matter between suns in your galaxy. Was it felt there? The answer to all of these things is yes. Who felt it? We did. On the other side of the veil is the creative source, and inside you is the creative source. There is always a connection. Therefore, what you saw here and what you felt here was seen all over the galaxy. Can you believe that? That there is a source of creation that cares about you so much that when you celebrate, it celebrates, and when you cry, it cries. That's how big it is. No matter how small you think you are, you can't hide from the love of God. You just can't. Interstellar space. That's the eye. Let me tell you something. This is information that we have given before. You need to hear it in this context. Your solar system goes around the hub. In your galaxy, it circles the middle. Astronomers know it, you know it. That's not a mystery. That's just the physics of astronomy. All of the stars are united as one and go around the middle at the same speed. That is a discovery only recently. It's almost like they were connected in some way, entangled perhaps, so that they went around as one. But what they do as they go around is they move into different areas of interstellar space. Let me try to explain this in this way. When humanity began, your galaxy was in one position around the middle. And now, as humanity continues in this shift, it has moved slightly around even further. You have never experienced one revolution around the middle because it is so vast. And so you might expect that as your solar system moves around the middle and rotates, you might understand that there is the potential that it would move into different kinds or energies of interstellar space. It does, and it has. How does this connect with Gaia? Just wait. The Earth is Gaia. All that is here has been prepared for you as human beings. One of the things that's so difficult for you to imagine is the fact that you stood by and watched as it cooled, as the oceans began, as the continents moved around. During that entire time, your solar system was moving around the middle. Your solar system doesn't sit there and rotate in a static area. It's moving around the middle of the galaxy. All through human life, the part of space you have been in has been the same. You've been almost in what we call a bubble. It's a bubble of energy that you moved into several hundred thousand years ago, and you have been in that bubble, the solar system, for the duration of humanity, all of the past lives, nothing has changed. Suddenly, you are moving and approaching another kind of interstellar space. The solar system itself is starting to go into that slowly, out of the bubble it has been in. It is not an accident. It was planned. Dear ones, there is a system around this shift that you have of consciousness. Now, I want you to connect the dots when I start telling you things and repeating things. And I want you to see that which is so grand about the care for you and how Gaia is involved. In 1993, we told you that the magnetic grid of this planet would move. A couch of consciousness it is. And it somehow sets a limit or tempers that which is available for humans, almost like a ceiling of intellect or thought or even of dimensionality. And that this grid had to shift in order for the consciousness of the planet to move into its next incarnation and evolvement. That meant that the magnetic grid, the magnetism, was related to synapse, your brain, your life, and your thinking, right down to the DNA, that you needed it for life. These things are now being investigated. The discovery, is it connected to you? And the answer is, oh yeah. Now connect the dots even further. Your sun has a magnetic grid that affects your grid. If your sun changed and its magnetic grid started to also move and morph, and the energy was slightly different, it then modifies your grid, because the heliosphere is always pushing itself into your grid. Is it too much to think that perhaps the sun might be involved in your consciousness? And what do you think would move its magnetic grid in a different way after eons of being the same? And I'll tell you what it is. It's your solar system moving into another part of interstellar space. There are astronomers who will back this up. This is not all that esoteric, dear ones. Is this solar system moving into a new part of interstellar space? And the answer is yes. Is it a part you've never seen? It is. Will it affect your sun? It will. And the sun will then project a new energy onto this planet's magnetic field, enhancing you, allowing for growth and that which has never been before. There will be those who will tell you that they are afraid of what's coming. And then there will be others who see it clearly. Science will see it clearly and say, look, this may actually posture the human brain's thought patterns. And there are those who say, what if humanity had destroyed itself? Would you still be moving into these grand areas of space? The answer is yes. There just would be no one here to evolve. It's always been the plan. It's no accident. What a timing. Gaia is about to be enhanced even further for you. Is it possible that the love and the compassion just a few moments ago that you felt goes all the way out to the middle of the galaxy. And it does. That is the beauty of multidimensional things that are not restricted to that which is your 3D. I want you to remember this. There has been an imprint today that's stamped right here that goes everywhere. And it's timeless. You'll remember this day. The things you learned, the things you did, the energies you felt, and the joy of the moment. Until your last breath, that is your legacy. It is the privilege of the human brain to recreate things. Even if you're in a closet by yourself, you can sing the songs you sang today. And because time is not what you think, you're right back here. And that part of the interstellar space that welcomes you now knows you. Because it was set there by the creative source. And you are part of the creative source. Welcome to a new world that you created. And get used to some of these things that are grand beyond anything you could imagine. The galaxy knows who you are, dear ones. All of these things outside of the purview of reason someday will be recognized as truth. Let the compassion, the knowledge, the decisions, the summaries that you did today, the imagination of a better planet, let that be that which sticks with you as you leave this place. I have one more channel today, one more message to you. And so this will be the end of this one. And so it is.